Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local, talking about topics no one in the valley would touch on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 1430 AM, and 100.9 FM, a River Network production.
After the 8 o'clock news, we'll be talking with State Rep Chris Anders about what the hell's going on at the state capitol. Right now, what the hell's going on with Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local? Exclusive interview, Tim Young. Tim runs his mouth Young on X. Twitter has a huge following. Hardcore Trump guy, one of us, funny, smart, witty. What's he doing on the show this morning? I don't know, but here he is. So, Tim Young, let me ask you. By the way, not only is he, hold on a second, let me get this right, a media fellow with strategic communications at the Heritage Foundation, he also is the CEO of Veebs, V-E-E-B-S, an app that empowers American consumers to align their purchases with their values. What the hell does that mean, Tim?
So here's what the Veebs app does. It's really, really cool, actually. So when you're, I'm going to keep mentioning Respect because I really like the name of this, and it looks like a good place. I looked it up during the break, by the way. I'm excited for food. You put this app on your phone, Veebs, V-E-B-S. We have a research team who has dug into where all of these corporations have spent their money and what organizations they support. If they're like BLM guys, if they're DEI guys, we have this massive research operation. So when you go into the store with this app, you can scan the UPC code on a product, and it breaks down for you just how conservative or liberal the product is. It's really cool.
Wow.
So like out of a scale of 100, 0 to 100, it will tell you if the product is conservative or if it's liberal. And it actually, we've done the research. So if you say, like, say you look at ice cream and you don't like Ben & Jerry's, obviously they're super liberal. A lot of people go, oh, well, I can just go to another ice cream brand. Well, it turns out the parent company of Ben & Jerry's, Unilever, owns like five or six different types of ice cream. I think they're actually like divesting that now. But so if you go to like, say, like buy Breyers instead of Ben & Jerry's at some point, it's the exact same company. The money's going to keep going to liberal causes. So we make sure that we do all the research that you're informed literally by scanning the UPC code. It's kind of fun to go into a supermarket and do this. And you don't give money to people who hate you.
Wow. Question. What was the most surprising thing you discovered with this Veebs, V-E-E-B-S app?
Oh, so there's an organization called B Labs, and they do a certification called B Corps. And it's basically how liberal you are, anti-capitalism, just a whole bunch of garbage. And I got an email one day after just learning about it when I started working with these guys from Maker's Mark Bourbon, Maker's Mark Whiskey. And they were bragging about being a certified B Corp. And I'm like, how in the world is something so conservative with conservative leadership falling under and voluntarily being governed by these liberal organizations? And you'd be surprised, a lot of organizations, the shocking thing, even if you think they're conservative owned and operated, they have these liberal marketing people who come in and say, hey, it'd be really good if we got certified by XYZ. And suddenly this company who's listening to some kid from like New York is going liberal because of that kid.
My God. What about Chick-fil-A?
I don't know where they are right. I don't have my app on my phone right now, so I don't know what Chick-fil-A, where they fall right now off the top of my head. But I think they've leaned left, actually, haven't they? After the past couple of years, they
wait a minute,
they
wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Don't bury the lead. You are the CEO of Veebs, an app that empowers American consumers, and you don't have the app on your phone?
It's on my phone. Listen, I didn't get any sleep last night. It's on my phone. I just don't have anything to scan right now, or I can't look up Chick-fil-A. Dude, I got no sleep last night. I'm doing your show in the morning.
Oh, I got no sleep. I'm only the CEO of Veebs. I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, I'm a victim.
Jesus Christ. Hey, tell me about SCOTUS. You're a lawyer, by the way. Live exclusive interview with Tim Young. Tim runs his mouth Young. He's on X Twitter. Follow him. He's terrific. Being a lawyer and being, you know, understanding what the hell all this law stuff is about, what do you make of Trump's woman on the Supreme Court, Amy Coney Barrett?
You know, So actually, I'm not a practicing lawyer. I never passed the bar exam, so you can make fun of me for that. But I did report. I was a Supreme Court reporter for about 2 years, somewhere in the middle of my journalism career. And for her in particular, she's much more liberal than we thought she was going in. And I didn't think she was going to lean the way that she did on a lot of things. I thought obviously Trump had properly vetted folks and had decent conservatives, and maybe she misrepresented herself to conservatives and to Republicans, but in her confirmation hearings.
So I thought Trump picked candidates that were had the blessing of Heritage Foundation, where I know a certain media fellow, but also the Federalist organization. Isn't that where he got them from?
Not my department, friend. Nor have I been there that long, so I'm not sure where the who was vetting and who was there and what happened on that process.
I was trying to get you in lots and lots of trouble. I must say,
yeah.
So
yeah, not cool.
Yeah. Hey, what do I care? You're going to be leaving us in a few minutes anyway after taking shots at me. So, speaking of communications, how good on a scale of 1 to 10? What would you rate the new spokesperson for the Trump administration, this Caroline Leavitt woman?
I mean, she's okay. Like she's done great. I think that, you know, in her role, which I think has been a little bit more limited than Kayleigh McEnany's was, I think she's done a good job. She goes out, she reads the talking points, she handles the media and rough questions, and you know, we get the Caroline versus Caitlin Collins show every so often. You know, she's out of 10. You know, like 7, 7.5. I mean, I'm not blown away. There will never be another Kayleigh McEnany, who was out there just brilliant and like a really, really strong voice with her binders and notes and tabs that I don't even, in law school, I didn't have notebooks like that.
Maybe if it had, you would have passed the Bar Association test. Do you think maybe that had something to do with it there, Tim Young?
No, I never wanted to practice law. But I always wanted to go into policy and journalism. But no, you know, I guess 7.5 is, I think that's fair. I mean, she's better than Sean Spicer. She's yeah. not as good as Kayleigh McEnany. She's better than Scaramucci. Sure. And, you know, but and if she's lying, which I don't believe she does, she's better at it than Karine Jean-Pierre, who had that twitch that she would go into when she was lying.
What happened to her, by the way? Where is she now? Is she at Harvard or working for MSNBC? Whatever happened to her?
I'm honestly shocked that she's not at both places. Like, I'm surprised she's not getting like a, you know, $400,000 to $500,000 deal to teach journalism at Harvard on top of, you know, where she shows up, you know, once a month, maybe less than that, and then gets a deal to. But you know, MSNBC already has Jen Psaki, so they don't need her right now. And also, is she still dating the female CNN lead reporter?
I think they're both out as lesbians and as a couple. I'm not saying that to be mean. I mean, it's literally there. I believe they're both out and they're both, yeah. you know, living together or whatever. Speaking of which, what's going on with Frank Luntz these days?
I don't know where he is. The last time I saw him in person was a few years ago at the NRCC. So that's the congressional side of, campaigning. But he pops up every so often. I think the left likes him when he polls in their direction. And I think he puts on a little show for them. So he continues getting a paycheck.
No question. Tell me something that I don't know, that my listeners don't know, that is really, really important about the Trump administration or about what's really going on in politics right now, where, you know, you're thinking to yourself, holy cow, this is quite an important thing, and I wish the media would tell the people about it and the voters would know about it and all that. And what would that be, Tim Young?
Local elections mean more than what you think they do.
Why?
And it's because that's where basically everything that affects you is in these city council elections and mayoral races and school board races. And, you know, Trump can only do so much from the federal level. But one of his things is to send a lot of the federal stuff back to the states, including the Department of Education, obviously. So it is incredibly critical that you get out and not just vote for local candidates, but get out and work for the local candidates that you believe in, because people don't know when there are local elections a lot of times. And in Texas right now, our local election is this coming Saturday, May 3rd. So it's crazy. And you wouldn't think, you know, while we're still spiking the football from November, that there's another election coming up in May. Voting on that local level and making sure that you show up to vote, because literally it comes down to just a handful of votes in a lot of these races, is so critical.
Now, the election coming up in a few days in Texas, is that also mm-hmm. the primary for that Rhino Cronin
no.
guy?
No, and so that's actually, so that's why, like, again, these aren't sexy races. These aren't, like, big story races. Yeah. These are your, like, there's literally, like, two spots in my local town. It's two spots on city council and two spots on the school board that are up for election. It's, like, literally you go and it takes a minute to vote. But it is so critical across the state, and there are these off kind of schedule elections that aren't, like I said, they aren't sexy, there aren't big stories attached to them, they aren't exciting, but they are critical to vote in.
Why is it that the Democrats understand that? I have a lot of respect for them, for their organizational skills, for Obama's community organizing skills. I mean, he organizes really, really, really well, as much as I think is the Antichrist. Why is it the Democrats are so much better than the Republicans? Why is it the Republicans still don't get even the significance of the importance of organizing? What on earth is it going to take to break through with these idiots on our side?
I don't know. That is the million-dollar question. I wish I had an answer to that, because, you know, I work with local candidates. I work to try to get out the vote. I work with door-knocking people and ballot harvesting people, and I can't tell you at all, like, why the National Republican Party, why a lot of times local Republican parties don't get involved and don't keep people informed. It's really scary.
Yeah, here in the Upper Ohio Valley, the Republican Party on both sides of the river in West Virginia and Ohio, I mean, locally, pathetic. Pathetic. You know, they'll fight among themselves if they even bother to show up. They have very little organization that I can tell. And there just doesn't seem to be much of any enthusiasm whatsoever, even though this is the heart of MAGA Nation. Every county in West Virginia, every county is a deep red. Every county in the eastern part of Ohio until we get to Akron and Athens is red. Every county in the western part of Maryland, that panhandle, is red. The southwestern Pennsylvania, Washington County, and green and Fayette red. I mean, it's a deep red that's the heart of MAGA Nation, and yet you have these Republicans in different positions, local party leadership, county leadership, who are, it's like a clown show with these people. They just don't don't give a damn.
Yeah, they're happy going to their cocktail parties and their Christmas party, and they're yes. happy being able to hobnob with, you know, the senator or the congressman yes. when they come to town and act like they're important. And they don't want to do the work. Yeah. I mean, the problem is, and not to use the term again, but like, it's just not a sexy job. It's hard work. Local elections is hard work,
yes.
and it's not fun, but it's so critical. And you know, it's great to be MAGA, and it's great to vote for Trump in November or whatever, and everybody's excited about it. It's 100 days today that he's been in office, but it all goes to waste if you're not participating on a local level.
No question. Tim, we're almost out of time. I always give my guests the last word. You've got about a minute to speak directly to our listeners here in the Upper Ohio Valley and really throughout the world with our app. You can say pretty much anything you want. Encourage them to follow you on X Twitter. Ladies and gentlemen, a great friend of the show, a great, great guy. Tim Young, my microphone is yours.
When I look for quality food and meats in the Upper Ohio Valley, I go to Respects. And I encourage all of your listeners also, go to Respects. What a great food market, family owned and operated, couple of generations in there. That's the place to be. That's what I got for you, Dimitri.
Okay, Tim Young, CEO of Veeps, and also
I just gave you
the
a double advertisement and an endorsement for it's, one of your sponsors.
It's not my account. Somebody else is going to be profiting from this. That's not my account. They're advertising, which is great, but it's not my account. You should have said Bridgeport Equipment. You should have said Herb Electric. You should have said Ohio Valley Waste Systems. You should have said Serena Heckathorn Health Markets. These are my accounts. Jeff's Auto Body, the Fat Apple, all of them. But no, the one that's not my account, that's the one you promote. Tim Young, I hate you. Anyway, get some rest. Make sure you add that app, Veebs, to your phone, because I hear it's really, really good. All right, so you take care. I hope everybody follows you on X Twitter. Tim runs his mouth, Young, a great guy, and big fan of Respects, by the way. And we will get you on again soon and see you all over the internet. I'll give you lots and lots of likes and hearts and everything else, okay?
All right, talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir. Tim Young, bye. Great guy. Make sure you follow him on X Twitter. Terrific, really terrific guy, in spite of what he said today, especially in spite of his attacks on me. All the accounts he could have praised: Bridgeport Equipment, Herb Electric, the Fat Apple, Serena Heckathorn, Health Markets. He could have done those.